Look at that.
Look at that. You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, here we are. Day 34 of Atlanta to the Atlantic while I'm eating. Sorry for squishy sounds. And I'm Rachel.
I'm Sarah.
And we're traveling from Atlanta to the Atlantic on kayaks on a body of water that flows from the source to the sea. South River, Okmulgee. To Altamaha.
And we just heard the train
squawk. We're on a sandbar.
The moon is up.
And we actually have the moon on the camera thanks to Jennifer Powell. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your notes very, very deeply.
The sun is about, well, it's set.
It's totally set.
And it's
but it's sunset. Dark. Yeah.
Yeah. We're still seeing some pink sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow sky. Mostly blue.
And there are a lot of dragonflies, like baby dragonflies and adult dragonflies floating through the sky and touching on the water.
Yeah, tons hovering on the water. I'm like actually torn between whether the live stream should try to catch the dragonflies because they're all over that water.
So we traveled today from Adamson's fish camp to the sandbar, which is about mile 57, something like that, 58.
We somewhere between 55 and 57. We definitely did 5 miles. We got to Jessup and we had a big day at JC Landing with kids and lots of people. And then a rainstorm, and then paddled another 5 or 6 miles. We'll look at that when we look at our map. But, yeah, the morning.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Oh, we did. We basically were, like, chugging to try to get. I think we had 14 miles to go in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. So we had to paddle a lot. The wind wasn't as bad as it was projected to be. It was cooler. There's a tropical storm, or there's a tropical situation happening on the coast, but it's not really coalescing into an actual, like, system. It's just a bunch of different movements, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of, like, throwing up really strong winds and kind of unpredictable rain. So we had some winds today. It wasn't as bad as yesterday. But it was still an effort. And also we had a kind of surprise rainstorm that was about a 15-minute rainstorm where we were at JC Landing. But it came down quick and then stopped very quick.
I know. When it started sprinkling, I was like, oh, this was just going to be a sprinkle. It'll pass. And then when it started really coming down, I ran out there and I was the only one running towards the rain to try to protect the live stream. Everyone else was like running in from the rain.
I was in a little pavilion and there was a man who had been coming out. He had like 8 fishing poles and a couple of buckets and he was like just trying to catch himself something. And he liked to come out there to relax. But he had been fishing on the side of the bank. And had just gone out to, like, a really long dock and set himself up when the rain came. So he was running with all of his buckets and poles and stuff. And he's an elderly man. But he made it up onto the pavilion where I was. But I could see that there was blue in the distance. And so that it was only going to be, like, a short shower. Which was, and also I had the opportunity to tell him because he was like messing around with all of his bait, his live bait, and had the opportunity to tell him and to show him pictures of the Zoat soap that folks that we met last night swear by to catch fish. And he was very happy to have that insider information.
Don't you think it's called Zote? Do you speak Spanish?
I mean, yeah, I just Zote. Read it as Zote. Yeah.
I think it might be Zote.
It's pink soap.
Pink Mexican soap. I will ask my friends who speak Spanish. That's so great that you shared that with him. I think I talked to him earlier. He was first fishing down by our boats.
And so,
William
Yeah. So the event at JC Landing that Joe Cook organized and Grace organized, who also works for Georgia River Network, was a kind of river animal life adventure exploration for kids at the Boys and Girls Club. And so there were just loads of kids all over the landing, and they had lots of, like, American eels and different sunfish and different snakes and freshwater mussels for them to look at and to learn about from experts. And then a couple of folks who'd done kind of, like, adventurous things on the river had a chance to share those experiences and then talk to the kids. So the first guy who talked was Ken Suttles, who swam the entire length of the Altamaha, and then wrote about it. And so he read some from his book, but also told his stories. And he had used to be a teacher, and so he was very personable and charming, and all the kids.
How long did he take swimming?
Shorter than us.
What?
No, shorter than us for the whole trip, you know? Like, okay. I can't remember how many days it was, but it was less than 40.
Okay.
But he just did the Altamaha, but he swam it.
Yeah.
I think he camped, yeah. And he had, I think there was a, I didn't get the whole story, but I think there was a raft that he had supplies on, you know?
That followed him?
I guess it followed him. I don't know if there was anybody on it or if it just kind of floated down with him or how he managed the raft. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But Ken Suttles, look it up.
I feel like amazing we should have talked to him more.
We should have. It was kind of busy, though.
It was a little busy.
So we did what we could.
I feel like I didn't quite catch that. I just heard him reading. I came in late, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so we got to talk to a lot of people from Paddle Georgia and loads of kids. And we got a lot of people to sign the boats, which was not just like we got a lot of people to sign the boats, but it made people happy to sign the boats, which was really nice.
Yeah. And the kids luckily got some permission, although not
all
young
of them.
Sarah, who came up to
or me, Mason,
and they really wanted to sign the boat, and they gave us their fish paintings and turtle paintings, and now I feel bad that Sarah did not get to sign. She like really wanted to sign the boat.
I did. One of the girls came up and signed the boat and put a heart. She was like, I put a heart on it. I said, thank you so much. And then she came up with her water bottle and asked me to autograph her water bottle. So I put a heart on her water bottle as well. So, I mean, you know, these things are meaningful to kids, you know, meaningful to people.
They'll remember.
So, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. And then, so JC Lady was great. We also saw Polly, met her friends.
Yes.
Saw Kit. There were a lot of people.
Yeah.
Met lots of people. And then we had the paddle here, which I had a couple eventful things happen. I saw two gators while I was by myself. One was, well, we passed the Rainier paper plant, which is really intense and has lots of smoke billowing and, yeah, it's just like industry. It's like the picture of industry that you think of. And as I was coming around the last curve that was kind of separated from the rest of the plant, but you could still see some stuff out of the corner. Do you know what I'm talking about? I looked over to the sandbar on the left. Rachel was a little bit ahead of me. And there was this big gator just hanging out. And I was kind of close, but I was like far enough away that I wasn't actually scared, but it was just like It was just there, sunning themselves. And, yeah, like, in full view. Completely in full view. No, like, trying to hide. No dipping down under the water. And so that was, like, the first full-on gator I've seen, you know? All the other gators have been partially hidden by the water. And I've only really seen two others. But then I saw another one that I thought was a stick. And then it turned out that, because we had this game that we play, stick or gator.
Log or gator.
And this time I was like, is that a stick or a gator? And I was like, it's definitely a stick.
We did foam or gator for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was a stick, and I was watching it a little bit, and then it went under. So it was actually a gator. Mm. That was the first time that's happened. So I saw two gators. So now I doubled my gator sighting.
You did.
Today. And I was by myself, which was because Rachel is pretty far ahead. So that felt monument. I guess I wasn't totally by myself. But I was far enough that she didn't see it. And so I felt, I don't know, did I feel accomplished? I felt a little bit accomplished, but I was like, oh, we should paddle closer together. That was what I really thought.
Yeah, and we paddled through some really beautiful cut-throughs and, like, Dick Swift's pass or something, is where the water kind of really starts to, I mean, the water got a bit more narrow, but then also it widened out a lot. What do I mean by that? I mean, like, after leaving JC Landing, it felt like it narrowed a bit. And then there were more islands in, like, but, like, not just one island. Like, there could be sort of three islands sort of staggered through the distance, through the width of the river. So the channels were still, like, river-sized channels, but there were more of them. And so it was an interesting difference in the kind of way that the water is playing with the land as you were coming here.
Yeah, there was also, like, I remember coming around one corner and just thinking, oh, wow, this is beautiful. Like, it felt like we were in a really different terrain,
mm-hmm.
different trees. There was also, you know what, that was, like, one of the interesting things about being near the plant. There was, besides the big gator that was, like, hanging out right across from it, there was another section right before that, or maybe right after that, I can't remember, that was a bunch of birds, these black and white birds, and I thought maybe they were the swallowtail kites, but then I was like, no, they couldn't be the swallowtail kites that are just hanging out. And they were literally just hanging out on this shore right across from the plant. Did you see them?
I did, yeah.
What kind of, is that a swallow?
I don't know. No, they're not swallow. That's not swallow. Yeah.
Okay. These other
they look a little bit like puffins. Obviously, they're not freaking puffins,
and
you know,
two,
but
actually,
like.
Two of them were here when we pulled up on the sandbar as well.
Kathy, where are you?
I know. I'm going to send Kathy a photo and ask her to identify this bird. Because they were so funny. Like, I came quite close, and I even, my kayak just, like, turned in without me even trying. And they weren't frightened at all. They just, like, they were, like,
hanging out,
around. Yeah. They were into us. Maybe. There's an airplane. Oh, my gosh.
It's not a little one. It won't land here.
No. There's also a really big log right in front of us. That would be a strainer when this is covered in water.
It would be. It looks like a stag's antler.
I was noticing, actually, how there's less strainers here. And I don't know if that's because they're just underwater or the trees being different. There are some down trees, but it's a lot less than the okmulgee.
Oh. I don't know how different the trees are. Maybe there's a different proportion of kinds of trees within the mix, but I think they're all kind of like the same still mix is from the swamp southwards.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
That's it.
Here we are. We just ate top ramen. Good night.
Good night.